Hello, this is the Berlin Corona Investigative Committee, and this kicks off the special international session. It is called International Legal Offensive Part 1. There will be a Part 2 because in the meantime, we're so many international colleagues that we don't fit into one session. Most of us have been collaborating for a while. Some of us are new. And today we're going to try and find out if there are any special situations that need special attention in any one of the countries who we're going to talk to today. There has been a very close cooperation between us here in Germany, the Italians, the French, the Austrians, on the one hand, and the Anglo-American countries, in particular Canada and the United States. It is going on. It is. It will probably lead to many more class action complaints. It may even result in an international, a special international Corona court. We'll see. We'll see where the current lawsuits will take us and where the evidence takes us. We will now start with Dr. Renate Holzeisen from Italy. Renate, can you hear us?
I can hear you perfectly. Good afternoon.
Hello, good to see you. So what's the deal in Italy? I've heard from many different people that people in Italy on the one hand are being under a lot of pressure, and on the other hand, maybe that's a result of this, are completely fed up with the measures.
Yes, you're right. We are. We have here a lot of pressure. We are obviously the first country in the European Union where we are facing COVID-19 vaccine, which is mandatory. And we will also be one of the first countries where we will have COVID-19 green certificate pass. We need for traveling also within the country from region to region and to can enter the bars and restaurants and so on. That's the plan of the Italian government. And you know, we have as the president of the Italian government, the former Goldman Sachs manager and the European Central Bank chief officer. So we have European Commission executor on the front line of the Italian government. And we feel this pressure a lot. Yes, we are in a very serious situation.
But the right now it is not mandatory yet, is it? Is there forced vaccinations yet? No.
Yes, we have the forced vaccination for the healthcare workers. And for the rest of the people of the population, we presume that they want to introduce it in maybe weeks or months. But for all the healthcare workers, we have this mandatory vaccination since April the 1st.
Wow.
Wow. And yes, we have thousands and thousands of healthcare workers now who don't want to be vaccinated. And we lawyers have to defend them. And together with other lawyers are defending, for example, nearly 10,000 of healthcare workers, and then are other groups of lawyers engaged in this very, very huge work and important work for defending these people. Yes, we are in a very serious situation. It was introduced as mandatory vaccination just before Easter. If you think we are the country where we have the seat of the Vatican, of the Catholic, of the Pope, and we had just before Easter Sunday the introduction of this mandatory COVID-19 vaccination. This is a fact, I think, which will be introduced in the history library. Yes.
Well, the thing is, what's surprising about this is that there is no full authorization for these vaccines, for none of the three vaccines. There's only a conditional use authorization. Yeah. Just like in the United States, there's only an emergency use authorization,
yeah.
Which
yeah,
is...
You're right.
Which we is, have... Yeah, but how can that be? I mean, how... And this conditional use exists only because there are no studies, because nobody knows about the risks of the... nobody knows really about the efficacy, but no one knows about the risks, adverse reactions, etc. I mean, there's lots and lots of reports coming in from all over the world that there are very, very serious side effects, adverse effects, including death. How can that be mandatory then?
Yeah, it is a fundamental breach of fundamental principles of law and fundamental rights. It's a breach of the Nuremberg Code. It's obvious, but they go on. They go on until we aren't able to stop them within the courts. And we are ready to take every legal step to stop them. And obviously, now we are trying to inform every Italian member of the parliament, because we are now in the situation that this mandatory vaccination was introduced by an order of the Italian government signed by Mr. Draghi. And within on April the 1st, and within 60 days from within the end of May, the Italian Parliament has to convert this or not. We hope they won't do that. It is foreseen that this governmental order is be converted in an ordinary law. And obviously that has to be done by the Italian parliament. And now we are trying to inform every Italian member of the parliament, for example, regarding the action for annulments, which are pending on the European Court. As you correctly said before, this so-called vaccines are experimental vaccines, and we therefore presented on behalf of in the name and on behalf of Italian health workers already months ago, actions for annulment of the deliberations of the European Commission, which authorized this vaccines in a conditional way for 1 year. And so currently, before the European Court, there are pending three legal proceedings regarding the first three vaccines introduced on the market by Pfizer-BioNTech, by Moderna, and by AstraZeneca. And we are now going to file the fourth action for annulment regarding Janssen of Johnson & Johnson. And all these so-called COVID-19 vaccines have this offer the same problem. They put the health of the persons at a very high risk. We know we had already a lot of deaths in the European community, and we also saw on the official data of Eurovigilance that even children were they even applicated this vaccines on children already in Europe. And this is something we have also to have more information about that, because at this time these vaccines aren't authorized for children, for example. So there's something happen which is very, very concerning. And now all the Italian health workers who don't want to be vaccinated will join this action for a movement. And I know that from the other European Union countries, there will be a huge number of health workers joining this action for annulments in the quality of interveners to support the Italian health workers and actors in this in this action. On the other side, we have the European Commission, which is supported by the pharmaceutical producers. So we will have, I think, thousands of health workers as actors on the one side, and the European Commission and pharmaceutical producers on the other side. Mm-hmm. And the actions for annulment are based on very high level scientific reports of experts regarding the studies which were made regarding the very concerning risks persons are facing when they are treated with this so-called vaccines. And it is based and refers to the fundamental breach of European law. We are in a situation where we as European citizens obviously have no longer guarantee of protection of our health, but we are used as objects, as subjects on which the pharmaceutical industry is making the studies they didn't do before.
In other words, because the studies were not conducted, we are now the guinea pigs.
Yes.
And not just of a new vaccine, but rather this is something I get from a number of reports, including a video by Dr. Hotze of, I think, Houston, Texas. It's not even a vaccine, but rather it's an experiment. It's a genetic, it's a therapeutic experiment, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. That's right. That's in fact, we aren't talking about real vaccines, but we are talking about genetic therapeutical products with all the problems and open questions related to.
Yeah. There's no clear evidence as to the efficacy. We don't know how effective it really is. And there's lots of evidence coming in, more and more, of it being really dangerous. There's a report a couple of days ago, I got a report about how in the United States, I think, there are now studies that include children. And one of the children was an infant, 2 years old. She had no prior conditions. She was in perfect shape, and she's dead now.
Yeah, yeah. But we have proof that even in the European territory, obviously children are already treated with this so-called vaccines. Because otherwise there would be no, otherwise we can't understand why these deaths are included in Eurovigilance. So this is a fact, this has to be, we have to understand more also about that.
And Renate, what is the lockdown situation? Did you talk about this? Like, do you have any like restrictions at the moment? Or
yes, we have. We can't go around from in the evening from 9 o'clock on, and from 10 o'clock on. As I already said before, we will probably have two. The green COVID certificate or something like on our cell phone when we would like to pass from one region to another region within Italy. So the lockdown is even getting more serious because our rights of traveling are more and more limited. So we are very concerned about the future we are facing because we are seeing here an evolution like in Israel. At the end, it's very similar. We heard about the evolution in Israel 2 months ago. And we see that we are now facing the same thing. Mm-hmm. We have, we are in this very serious situation.
And what about, like, we have, you know, all this testing in the schools now starting?
Oh, we have it also. We have it also, yes. It's a very a great problem, and we are lawyers. Try to bring this problem before at the courts, but we see that currently most of the judges aren't willing to study the problem. Mm-hmm. They are executors of governmental orders, and that's it. We see a very great lack of of democracy. We see that the system of justice is not working. We have only in single judges who are doing their work, who are doing their job, who are applying the constitutional law, who are aware of the fundamental rights and liberties, and who are willing to enter also in scientific considerations and read what experts say. We have, first of all, the prosecutors who aren't doing their job. And that's it's a great problem. So we lawyers are trying to, yes, we are facing a great effort in order to bring very important questions and cases on at the courts. And we obviously hope that we will find judges willing to play their role they have in a democracy and in a state of rights.
Is that because they're in line with the government, or is it because they lack the relevant information?
Both, I think. I think the second is maybe the most important argument in this consideration. I think most of them are lack of informations. So you have to inform them. But you have also, the problem is that you have to find a procedure where you can force them to pay immediately attention to the information. So we have the problem that the prosecutors, they can choose the moment when they are willing to read what you are presenting them. They have no real terms within they have to act. The civil proceedings in the main cases they have a too long duration. That's our great problem, and we obviously we try to get interim measures, and we do our best in order to reach results, but we see that most of the judges are not willing to to sustain individually with their responsibility also against the mainstream willing, the mainstream thinking. So we have to bring a lot of cases on the courts, and obviously we lawyers working for in the defense of the fundamental rights in this situation, we have to be joined by other colleagues in order that we are more be able to, in this very important work. Because obviously we are a few number as being only a few respective the huge number of lawyers we have, especially in Italy, we have thousands and thousands of lawyers, but we are only maybe 100, mm-hmm. 200 of lawyers engaged in the defense of the fundamental rights of the citizens in this situation.
It sounds as though a very basic problem, not just in Italy, but this seems to be the same all over the world. We'll see. But a very basic problem is the lack of information. And the lack of information exists because the mainstream media are more or less under the control of the same people who control the pharmaceutical and tech industry. So they have no interest in letting people know what is really going on. They have no interest in educating the people about the adverse side effects. That seems to be a major problem, not just with the judges, but also with the lawyers, because if that wasn't the case, then I assume many more lawyers would take on these cases, in particular when you realize that many of these lawyers probably have children of their own who are endangered And they don't know it because they don't have the information.
Yes, you're right. And now on the question, we all know that the PCR test, the abuse of the PCR test and the antigen rapid test is the yes, the center of the problem. When we started to talk about it and to bring it on the courts already in the autumn of last year, the attention was zero paid on this very important question and problem. So, but now with the vaccination, we see that also, as in Italy, in Italy, certain mainstream media is now interested in reporting on it. Because we have now the situation that obviously intelligent people is aware of the fact that in a first step the vaccination is mandatory for only for the health workers, but obviously it will become mandatory also for the rest of the population. So even journalists are concerned now regarding these vaccinations because they hear what happens. We had a lot of deaths, especially in Italy.
Yeah, I heard about that. In particular, the army, people among the army, there's a lot of suspicion right now, right? Because of the adverse effects. Renata, we have to, because we're under a very tight schedule, we'll have to switch to Great Britain. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay.
So, thank you.
Thank you very much.